Welcome to Talk Dirty After Dark. I'm Patty Poole, your host. Cheryl B is here tonight as well. Hey, sister, how are you?
Hey, sister. Ooh, tripping with this knee of mine.
Girl, it's going to be all right.
Amen, sister.
Yeah, Talk Dirty After Dark, ladies and gents. How are you doing? I hope all is well. Y'all been talking dirty after that kink episode. That was a lot. So we decided not to crash you with that again this week. Give me a break. So what do you guys do to keep it fresh in and out of the bedroom? Do you set the mood with music, candlelight, tantalizing scents, role play? Have you tried sex games?
Ooh.
As it turns out, even puzzles can totally be a accessory. If you thought your days of playing cards and board games were over, think again. They might not be as rated G as the games you played with when you were a little kid, but trust us when we say sex games for couples are way more fun.
Yes, it is.
And if you're thinking, why would my partner and I spend time playing a sex game when we could just have sex? Well, babes, the answer is simple. Foreplay. And it's not the foreplay I was talking about last week. It's the F-O-R-P-L-A-Y. Foreplay. Playing sex games can be an extremely effective way of getting turned on before getting it on. Some companies design card and board games specifically for the purpose of foreplay, including questions or tasks that require players to do or confess something naughty. Other sex games aren't actually sex games, but rather adult spins on the classic games you already know and love. Another huge benefit to playing sex games, as if you needed another one, they make great date night activities. When you don't feel like going out or spending a ton of money, staying home with your favorite takeout and a sexy game can be just as exciting and fun. Plus, unlike standard games, there really aren't any winners or losers in the traditional sense, since everybody does a little winning, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
And you get to bring out your competitive side in a good way. Mm. Laugh your ass off with your partner and most likely have some really hot sex.
Ooh.
All at the same time.
Ah.
Date night at the movies could never. Of course, everyone has a different idea of what's fun. Every relationship is different, and there's no one-size-fits-all sex game that turns everyone on. So whether you're a trivia fiend, or a puzzle pro, or simply competitive, I'm sure I have a few game suggestions that will fire up your curious, sensual, and maybe even freaky side.
Let's see it, sister.
All right. Now have fun. Thank me later. Strip Twister.
Ooh.
Some of the hottest sex games are simply fun twists on the classics. And one of the best is obviously Twister. I used to love that game.
Mm.
If I could still twist like that without any excitement, I would do that. The game is pretty much foreplay all on its own. So add in an extra sexy element, and you have yourself a bona fide sex game. Each time someone loses, they have to take off an article of clothing.
Mm.
The first person who ends up totally nude then has to pleasure the winner any way they like.
Oh my goodness.
Sounds fun, right?
That sounds fun, sister.
Now, Dirty Jenga.
Ooh.
I like Jenga. I'm good at Jenga too.
Mm.
So now take the classic bar game. You know, the one you buy online at Walmart, wherever. You know Jenga. And sexify it. Write a dirty dare on each block. Like give your partner a lap dance or go down on them while they set the game back up.
Oh my goodness.
Those are just two examples.
Okay.
And whoever tries to remove the block that knocks the tower down has to perform that dare.
Oh my goodness.
Fun.
I see.
Paid by the panty. Vibrating panties and wearable massagers are must-haves for anyone's goody drawer.
Oh, that's right up my alley.
I know. We know, right? But Why not take them out for a night on the town? That sounds daring and fun to me.
Yes, it does.
Before going out to dinner, both you and your partner simply slip on a pair and exchange remotes.
Oh my goodness.
When you're out to eat, whoever orgasms first. Now remember, discretion is key.
Ooh.
Whoever orgasms first has to pick up the tab for dinner. If you're having fun, you can go around too for dessert.
Oh my goodness.
Sexopoly. By now, there's Monopoly version for basically every state and hobby. So it makes sense there be a sex version as well. Similar to the normal game, you move tokens and land on properties. But in this version, there's a lot more flirting and sexual trivia involved.
Okay.
And if you can't pay your rent, the other players might literally take the shirt off your back.
Oh my goodness.
Hotels, hey. Anybody?
Hey.
Kama Sutra plane parties. Oh. Now these are truly fun.
You're right in my alley.
If you're a fan of card games and trying to master new positions, combine your two seemingly unrelated passions with this clever card deck from Love Honey. Each card is a different Kama Sutra position, but the deck itself is pretty versatile. Play your favorite card game and then try out the position on whatever card you land. Use, draw. You know the drill, right?
Oh my goodness.
Whatever you land on.
Oh my goodness.
Or draw. Seductive storytelling. Excuse me. Whether you're with a group or just playing with your partner, you'd be surprised how steamy a classic round of seductive storytelling can be.
Yes.
Set a timer for 5 minutes, and everyone has to come up with the hottest story possible. If you're good at it, the steam will definitely rise. A board game for swingers. If you're looking for a fun game to pull out when your equally adventurous friends come over, Cupulus is definitely a must-have. This game is a mix of trivia, role-play, and confessions, but in a fun way that's entirely enjoyable from start to finish. A Naughty Puzzle. Hi, hello, and welcome to the world of Naughty Puzzles. These bad boys aren't your grandma's jigsaws. Perfect for a hangover day or a date night where you want to play a game, but also want to keep things majorly chill. Find them at your nearest adult toy store. Excuse me. The Ns and Ahs game.
Ooh.
I recommend this game. It's really fun. Oh. Am I giving up too much information?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, cool. Ignore that comment. I recommend this game where you take turns touching your partner's body with the catch that you can't touch their chest, breast, butt, ass, genitals, i.e. pussy or dick.
Well, how the hell are we playing the game then?
Listen. You can't touch. You just make sure your partner gives feedback with only the sounds of and ah to express to you how they feel.
Oh my goodness, that sounds sexy.
Ah. Now you're observing, right?
Yes, now.
So now the room is heating up.
I see.
Just remember, don't touch.
Oh my
just
God.
Just and ah.
I'm gonna have to play that game.
Okay. The 30-day position challenge. Make an agreement with your partner to have sex for 30 days in a row. For inspiration, you can pull the card from the Kama Sutra deck every day to do that position and keep it exciting.
I see. Shit.
The cake game. Use Nutella, whipped cream, and sliced strawberries to decorate your partner's body. Start with the bottom layer and spread Nutella on first.
That's goodness.
If you like Nutella, that is. Then spray whipped cream all over and place strawberries on top.
Because
you're layering it, right? It's the cake game.
I see.
Now the fun comes when you eat it all.
Oh.
try to lick your partner clean to perfection.
Oh.
Oral dice. Don't gag, sister. Don't gag. If you want to play a game with dice without having to pay for separate sex dice, this is a good one. To play, all you have to do is roll the dice. You can use more than one. Two, three. It's up to you. Now roll the dice to see how many minutes your partner should give you oral. You can swap and take turns to make sure everyone gets a chance.
Well, well.
Yeah. Right?
Hey. To each
five
his own.
Dice, roll one die. Roll a five. Roll two die. Roll three die.
Well,
roll,
I won't be playing that game, so sorry.
Three sixes.
I won't be playing that game.
That'll be 18 minutes of pure bliss.
Oh, my
goodness.
Can
you imagine?
No.
I can. You can't imagine 18 minutes of, girl, please. Oh, my God.
You are so sick.
Sex toy roulette.
Up my alley.
Well, I suggest just going in to online to a sex shop and just click around with your eyes closed while your partner makes sure you're actually clicking on toys and not just the fax section or the shipping information. Click around until your 10th click. So that's click online 10 times. On the 10th click, buy whatever toy you land on.
Okay.
Purchase it, and upon receipt, test the toy with your partner as soon as you get it.
Okay.
Should be interesting. Dirty Scene. This game is basically karaoke. It's sexy.
How cute.
And with some lighthearted pressure. Sing your partner's favorite song while holding your partner's breast or penis.
Oh.
Or.
Oh.
Your partner's penis or vajayjay.
Oh!
Just rest your hand underneath between her legs. Right?
Right.
Every time you hesitate or forget a lyric, you must stimulate your partner.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so that's a better position.
Uh-huh.
Hold his penis and he put his hand between your legs.
Oh!
Right there. So every time he forgets a lyric or you forget a lyric, I'll just be forgetting all the time.
I'm going to play this game.
Yeah. So every time you hesitate or forget a lyric, you have to stimulate your partner.
Oh, my goodness.
As soon as you remember the lyric, stop stimulating and start singing again. If you want to keep playing and make things even more challenging, go deeper in your archives and get out the old deep cuts for rounds 2 and 3, and so on and so on. Dirty Pictionary. Sketch out your sex fantasy, sex position, or sex toy you want to try, and have your partner guess what it is. If they guess correctly, you try it out. If they guess wrong, they have to go ahead and draw. Naked cooking.
You know I like that, don't you?
Yeah, being naked, I know you like being naked. I know you like cooking, too. She can actually cook, you guys.
How can you believe that?
If you know what I know, you wouldn't believe that. I believe it because I've eaten it. So, but not the naked part, the cooking part. But yes, something as simple as cooking together can also be gamified into something sexy.
Yes.
Get naked and prepare some food together. Like chicken or vegetables in the oven. Set a timer. And have sex until the timer is up. Put that sucker on 30 minutes, an hour, 15 minutes, 2 hours, 5 hours. Have fun.
Yes.
As soon as it goes off, you can then get up and enjoy your meal.
Ooh.
The fun comes in trying to time your foreplay just right.
Right. Yes.
To align with the timer.
Yes.
Fun, right?
Fun. Yes.
So, listen. Play flavored hide and seek. Use a flavored lubricant in 4 spots on your body. That's 4 spots on your body.
Oh,
and tell your partner to find all the spots.
Oh.
This game allows you to control the foreplay and explore areas in erogenous zones you might not otherwise get to focus on.
Wow.
If you want to be even more playful, you can also tell your partner that you put it on 5 areas or 6 areas. Just lie. And watch as he scratches his head or she scratches their head, trying to lick you all over until they figure out which ones they are.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. So, you know. Temperature play.
Okay.
Experiment with both cold and hot temperatures.
I don't know about that.
You can add some ice cubes in a bowl, put one in your mouth, and let it melt a little, then kiss or tease your partner all over. Aside from teasing, you can also use the ice on the penis or the clitoris for stimulation. For hot play, try using a massage oil candle for a warming sensation on your partner during massage.
Okay.
You can also try cooling or warming lubricants for an extra touch, like Trojans arouses and releases lubricant. Red light, green light. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Red light, green light.
Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the kind of red light, green light we were playing.
Oh, you nasty.
Yes, come on, red light,
now
green light.
Now, use the words red and green as directives for your partner to better explore pleasure with, so that you can better explore your partner during activities like kissing, massaging, biting, or mutual masturbation, or other types of pleasure. The colors are used to measure one's comfort and pleasure with the activity. Saying red indicates you want your partner to stop.
Okay.
Green indicates you want your partner to keep going.
Okay.
And you could also add in yellow as a way to indicate you want your partner to slow down or go a bit gentler.
Okay.
Red light. Green light.
Green light.
Caution. Slow down. I might have to get some curve signs. Finger winding all down around here. Yield. Yield right there, ladies. Heighten your senses game. For this, you'll need a blindfold. Anyone will do. Use a scarf or a bandana. It doesn't have to be fancy.
All right.
Blindfold your partner and have them guess or tell you which of their senses will be heightened. For smell, provide various scents. Musk, jasmine, tequila, peaches, etc. And have them guess what they are and tell you what senses are heightened.
All right, I can play that.
Hold your finger under their nose soaked with the scent of you. Ask them what it is. Just let it linger and waft, the scent waft under their nose. For touch, try massagers, a feather or feathers, vibrators or pleasure sleeves. Ever so gently run your nail across. Whatever part you want. Ask and observe.
That's right.
Observation is key. Ask them and observe which of their senses come to life. For taste, tell your partner to open their mouth and give them various items such as strawberries, grapes, chocolate, whipped cream. Slide a finger wrapped in pussy juices on their lips or their tongue. Adding a playlist to arouse your partner's sense of sound can also make it a full sensory experience. Choose songs that have various tempos, different artists or vibes, and ask your partner to tell you how the song lyrics make them feel. What part is rising? What part is hard? Are juices flowing? What do you see? Okay.
Yes.
Try a yes-no maybe list.
Okay.
This can be a great activity to do with a partner to casually but efficiently introduce and get a feel for new kinks you each might like to experiment.
My goodness.
Go right this way for a few popular kinks and fetishes.
Oh my goodness.
Start with a sexy fantasy jar.
Ooh.
You and your partner write down different fun sex acts you'd like to try with each other on separate slips of paper.
Okay.
Fold them and put them in a jar.
All right.
Now your aim is to fill the jar with 30 of each of your fantasies and then pull one out day by day, or just go with the flow and do as many as you can think of. Don't worry if you can't think of them all at once. When your juices get flowing, you'll become more creative and that jar will fill, I promise. Pick your fate. Grab two bowls, 20 small foldable slips of paper, a pen, and some dice. Each of you write down 10 things. They don't have to necessarily be sex things either. You want to do, write down things you want to do to your partner. Again, fold them and put them in the jar.
Okay.
You then throw the dice and whoever gets the bigger number wins. The loser has to pick a paper from the fate bowl and do whatever is written on the paper. That could be anything from oral sex to doing the dishes.
Ooh.
Now, if you don't think that doing the dishes is, you know, your thing and you think it's a mood killer, just wait for the loser's revenge. What comes around goes around. Yeah, that's for real.
All right.
Blindfolded poker. This game combines strip poker and truth or dare. You'll need a set of poker cards and maybe a pen and paper to write your bets down. To play, pick whatever style of poker you like. But none of the players can look at their cards. The idea is to bet without seeing them. Instead of betting with money, you bet with actions.
Okay.
For example, I see your oil massage and I raise you with the hand job.
Oh.
Once betting is over, players flip over their cards. And whoever loses has to do all the things that have been said.
Oh my goodness.
Fun. Find the honey.
Oh my God. You're not like sweet stuff.
I know. Yeah. Get a blindfold, a scarf, or a tie.
Okay.
For your partner. Dip your finger in some honey and dab it on your body in a sexy, unexpected place. Your partner has to explore your body with their mouth, looking for the sweet spot. If you want to up the difficulty, excuse me, you can set a timer too. You can take turns trading off or taking time turns with the winner, winning best 2 out of 3 or whatever rules you decide. It's not only a fun, cheap game, because it doesn't require buying flavored lubes like the other game.
All right.
And it could also last for hours. That is if you're up for the challenge. As for where to hide the honey, I recommend your earlobe.
Mm-hmm.
Between your clean toes.
Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna tell you where I'm gonna hide mine.
Behind your knee. The small of your back.
Okay.
Under a breast.
Mm-hmm.
Your inner thigh crease.
Okay.
Line your pelvic hairline with some honey.
Okay. Like I said, I ain't gonna tell you how to buy it.
Okay. Can you guys guess? Or you can place some honey on his balls.
Ooh.
Now listen, we've all played games of some sort in our time. Use your imagination. Get creative. You're welcome. Talk Dirty After Dark, ladies and gents. I hope you enjoyed tonight's podcast.
Well, I did.
Me too.
Thought it was kind of cute.
Yeah. So what you going to do? Well, you said all this. You like all this?
I like several
of
them.
All of these seem
well, all but one, but everything else was fine.
Well, I know. You know it's the oral one. We know. Cheryl's not into the oral. Not yet. But
before
she leaves this planet.
Oh, here we go again.
So which one?
Baby, I'm going to play the honey one. You know, that's right. I like sweet shit.
Okay. Yeah, the fantasy jar one is interesting.
Oh, fantasy jar is pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're all pretty cool. All but one, I said.
We know, sister. We know. The oral one. Look, but you guys wait. Now you know. Once she get to this thing, when you know, before she leave this planet, can you imagine her? I don't know how old she gonna be, but she might be 92. and she's gonna investigate that oral side that she doesn't want to see.
My sister's crazy. Don't buy her.
And then watch. She goes, "Hey, sister," with a red lipstick. I said, "Sister." I said, "What? Remember when we were doing a podcast? Remember them years ago we were doing a podcast and you were talking about that oral game? How it go, sister?
Ain't nobody thinking about you.
She gonna say, "How
it
go? How
it
go?"
It ain't going nowhere.
That's what she gonna be saying.
No, I'm not listening.
Sister, how you do that? You said, "I remember something about some dice." And I'm supposed to do what? How many dice can I use, sister? That's what she gonna be saying.
Oh my goodness.
She gonna be 92.
Why got to be 92?
I mean, that's as old as you're going to be. That's the limit.
Don't mind my sister.
That's the limit.
Don't mind my sister.
But I really think she's going to make it before she's 70.
That's only a few years, sister.
I know. And I'm so excited and happy for you in advance.
Okay. Well, you be excited.
And all these podcasts, you know, I archive them, so they're accessible.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna play the honey game very soon.
Well, you can play the honey game, but watch what I tell you guys. I'm gonna come back on. I don't know what they're gonna be calling the internet whenever it is, but I'm gonna come on special just to announce.
Oh my god.
That sister played the oral game. Oops. Oh, and it'll probably be like that. Oops. I wasn't supposed to tell you. But I'm so excited.
You guys, I don't know where she's going with this, but please cut it out. Don't listen to it. Please don't listen to it.
Not happening. Well, listen, everyone. Sister, I'm glad you were here. I'm glad you're getting better, sister.
Me too, sister, because this is giving me the blues.
I know, baby.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, everything's going to be all right.
Amen,
you know,
sister.
I'm praying for you.
Amen.
Listen, Talk Dirty After Dark, ladies and gents. Keep talking dirty. Find us at TalkDirtyAfterDark@Buzzsprout.com. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Facebook, CastBox, Instagram, iHeartRadio, and more. Stay woke, stay safe, be mindful, mask up, wash your hands, keep social distancing, and please get vaccinated. Peace.